All right, good afternoon, everybody. This is the September 14th afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Here.
Udaly?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Wheeler?
Here. We're back for a second afternoon of hearings related to the Central City 2035 plan. Sally, could you come up and give us an overview of the day, please, before we call the first item?
Thank you very much. Sally Edmonds with Planning and Sustainability. So we're pleased to be back here for the second round of hearings. The record for this plan is now up in the balcony and all 20-some boxes.
Do we need to get a state law changed so that we don't have to keep bringing the boxes? Sorry to deflect us even right out the gate, but that just seems a bit difficult.
Yeah, so are you asking whether the boxes need to be here every week?
I know they do now, but how would we get that changed? Would it be through a state law change?
We can look at that.
Okay.
I think as long as they are here and you have the opportunity to look at them and refer to them at some point during the legislative process is really what's key. Since there are new items today that aren't from last week, we definitely want them still here now.
Okay.
Well, and it's an incentive program. Whoever goes over their testimony by the longest amount gets to move the boxes back from where they came. Go ahead, Sally.
Okay, I thought I would walk you through the schedule for today and going forward. So today we have a 2 p.m. time certain for the new Chinatown-Japantown historic guidelines and a 2:45 time certain for the scenic and environmental amendments outside of the central city. We also have a continued hearing on the U.S. Post Office early implementation and the also a continued hearing on the main components of the plan. Then on September 28th, we have a 3 p.m. time certain for the Post Office and 4 p.m. time certain for the new Chinatown-Japantown design guidelines. Following that, we have a fall lineup for you, October 18th, November 2nd, December 6th. We have set aside time certain starting at 2 p.m. on those days to go through amendments or anything else that council members would like to discuss. We have a 2 p.m. time certain on January 18th where we will have a city council hearing on amendments. And then we will move forward to a council vote in March or at such a date that will follow the effective date of the comprehensive plan, as I went through last time. We cannot vote until the comprehensive plan is effective. And then this plan would be effective 30 days later. So, again, today we have a 2 p.m. time certain on the new Chinatown-Japantown design guidelines. This ordinance is scheduled to be continued on September 28th at 4 p.m. time certain, and this would be adopted as an amendment to the existing comprehensive plan, and you'll hear about that in just a few minutes, but there is invited testimony for that. Then at 2:45, we have another hearing on environmental and scenic outside of the central city. This is part of the central city package and therefore would be amendment to the new comprehensive plan. Then we will have a continued hearing on the U.S. Post Office. This is an amendment to the existing comprehensive plan. Hearing will be continued on September 28th at 3 p.m. There is invited testimony for that, a couple of people, so we'll remember to call them up. And then finally, a continued hearing on the main Central City 2035 package, and we have quite a bit of invited testimony for that and have some seats saved for those people as well. So I think that's it for today.
Very good. Any questions, colleagues? All right, let's jump right in. Carla, please.